Time for a setting the bar story.
That's an example of what not to do.
Right. I'm going to say rather than Scooby-Doo, this would be Scooby-Don't. If you can manage to make it through the day without making people suspect that Scooby-Doo was actually robbing a place when Scooby-Doo didn't, then you're doing okay.
What is happening?
So, listen, this happened in Alabama. Someone robbed a convenience store there last weekend. The unique part about it was this person was wearing a Scooby-Doo costume.
Oh, wow. Oh, dang.
We got some work to do now.
How tall is Scooby-Doo?
I don't know how tall Scooby-Doo is, but the person was about
5'9".
5'9", yep, white male. Now, typically at the end of an episode of Scooby-Doo, you have an unmasking, and I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for meddling kids.
Exactly.
So that could still happen, because they're still kind of looking for this person.
Okay.
And he was wearing a mask.
Right.
Now, listen, they posted some of the photos on their Facebook page, the Duncanville, Alabama Police Department.
The comments didn't disappoint.
The comments were kind of what you thought. Have you interviewed Fred, Daphne, Velma, and Shaggy to see if they were waiting for Scooby in a mystery machine?
It's the first question you should ask.
Sure.
Absolutely. When they take his mask off, it will be Fred. Then that mask coming off will reveal Shaggy. But for the last twist you never saw coming, under it all, is the carnival owner. And he would have gotten away with it, too.
That's right. For meddling kids. Another comment. Jinkies! I bet it's old man Winkles, who owns the haunted amusement park.
Jinkies!
Zoinks!
That's so great.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar, let's not implicate Scooby-Doo when Scooby-Doo didn't do anything wrong.
That's not what he stands for. He solves mysteries.
Solves
he doesn't
mysteries.
Create them.
He just likes Scooby snacks, just like Shaggy.
He's just a good boy.
That's all he is.
He's a good boy.
That's all he is. So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without turning the Scooby-Doo into a Scooby-Don't.
Oh, dang. It's a bona fide mystery machine
Situation. That's right.
Mm.
That's your setting the bar story.